School is back in session this week for some students in the Valley, at least, and more are starting soon. And it's sparking debates over just how schools should keep students and staff safe as COVID cases rise across the state. Governor Doug Ducey recently signed a law that prohibits schools from requiring masks or vaccinations, and that has some parents and school officials concerned. The latest iteration of these back and forth began last week when the governor's education policy advisor sent letters to the Peoria Unified School District and Catalina Foothills in Tucson, ordering them to rescind quarantine protocols for unvaccinated students who have recorded COVID exposure. Attorneys for the districts responded by saying they are in full compliance and that the schools have a responsibility to provide a safe learning environment. Arizona State Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman issued an official statement recently saying Governor Ducey's COVID policies have, quote, completely left our students and those who are unvaccinated behind. And she joins us now. Good morning, Superintendent.
Good morning, Lauren.
So you've called this move by the governor political, essentially. Why?
It is very hyper-politicized at this time, and it's what I see is that it's going against what the public health experts and the CDC have been requiring and are recommending, even going against what the Arizona Department of Health Services has been recommending. Our schools need to be able to have the power to be able to implement policies to keep their students safe. And we know we've learned so much since the beginning of the pandemic. So vaccines and being able to require masks are some of the strongest strategies we have for preventing the spread of COVID-19.
And this is, of course, because students, most of them at least under 12, cannot get vaccinated at this point.
That's correct. And I don't know exactly how many of the older 12 and up students have been vaccinated, but I would imagine that it's less than 50%.
So tell us, Superintendent, what are you hearing from administrators in the districts, from teachers, from parents? What kinds of concerns are you getting in your office?
The main concern is that they don't have the authority, that their hands are tied to implement the best practice policies. So I've been encouraging them to educate their communities that they can continue to encourage their students and staff to wear masks, to get vaccinated. And that's nothing new for our schools to be responsible for educating their communities on how to prevent spreading germs. You know, that's such a life skill for our kids. And so I think that our educators are accustomed to that, but this is a different world in coming now, being in this pandemic, and there's a lot more fear and anxiety, especially for our families who have kids with disabilities or who are medically fragile. They're probably even more anxious at this time.
So what are students and families in those positions doing? Are they going to stay home and try to do some hybrid model? Is that possible at this point?
It depends on the school. There are many districts and charters that are offering an online option, but not all of our schools are offering that type of option. So it could be causing some families to make some difficult decisions.
Are you concerned about a patchwork of sort of regulations on this and recommendations on this as some districts sort of take a harder stance than others?
Yes, especially this new issue around quarantining. To me, it's common sense and the evidence-based practice to quarantine anyone who's been exposed to COVID-19, but to see that now some districts are thinking about making that optional and then others are going to be reinforcing that policy. I am worried about there being outbreaks in places where they're not implementing all the protocols that they can to keep their communities safe.
Before we let you go, I want to ask you one question about these school board meetings. We've seen many of them turn into, you know, debating grounds and very angry parents, angry administrators, et cetera, talking about these policies. Are you concerned about this trend? We've seen quite a few examples of this coming up to this school year.
I am concerned, especially because this has also resulted in quite a few of our school board members resigning from their positions. These are difficult positions to be in to begin with, and then to have protests and contentious conversations at the school board level is really devastating for our communities. I think part of it is that people are not approaching the problems in a more constructive way. I think I would encourage our families to be reaching out directly to their teachers if they're concerned about the curriculum, reaching out to the principal or district leaders if they're concerned about the school policies, rather than creating these protests and more contentious types of demonstrations, which I don't think that moves us forward as a state.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman joining us this morning. That's all we'll have time for, unfortunately. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lauren.